Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
It's time for The Bigger Picture, and it is a massive story and a massive package that we're talking about. You couldn't even put the word big. It's $1.9 trillion we're talking about.
Yeah, the one that was passed, clearing its final congressional hurdle. All that's left is the signature of President Joe Biden. And if you think about it, this was a two-month sprint. Literally a sprint to the finish since the time it was unveiled.
Interesting, though. I mean, it was all Democrats, despite all those promises of trying to make a really, you know, a level playing field and bipartisanship. It was all Democrat. Mm. They got it through.
It marks a really big victory for Joe Biden, of course, coming into office, and he's got a huge package to deliver. So that is set to be signed later this week, of course, right after the House of Representatives approved it. It now goes to his desk. So that will be closely watched. But while Wall Street was really buoyant overnight, we saw the Dow hitting new records. That doesn't seem to be playing out to the same level of enthusiasm in Asia. So let's get into it with Shane Oliver. He's the Head of Investment Strategy and Chief Economist at AMP Capital. Morning, Shane. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, Ryan. How are you?
That's awesome, Shane. Well, I'm doing good as well. Let's dive into what's going on in the markets right now. Last night, we saw the Dow hitting a new record for the first time above 32,000. But if I'm looking across Asia, it's rather mixed. I've got the Korean markets up by over 1% right now. You've got the Japanese markets pretty much flat. And you've got Australia underwater by 0.7%. So a rather mixed picture. What do you make of what's happening here? Why isn't there the same level of enthusiasm happening in the opening numbers?
That's a good question. Obviously, there are some corporate issues in there as well, but I get the impression that markets are a little bit sceptical in Asia, Australia. I think there's still wariness about the backup in bond yields. Mm. Despite the rebound in the US share market, it is noteworthy that tech stocks, as represented by NASDAQ, on Wall Street did actually, they were flat overnight. They were down very slightly. So they didn't participate in that rally. On top of that, you know, we talk about the $1.9 trillion, but it's been talked about for a couple of months now. And so at the end of the day, it's not really a surprise that it was going to be $1.9 trillion. So that's not additional new good news. So markets are still, I think, there's sort of a wariness there. On the part of investors, given that we have had these very strong gains over the last few months, over the last 12 months, in fact, that worries about bond yields are still very much to the fore.
Yeah, talking about the stimulus package, $1.9 trillion, how much of that has already been priced in? Because to some degree, you have seen markets go up to record highs. Are investors already looking beyond that to maybe the next package? Is there one coming? Because we've seen the February jobs report actually doing quite okay. Do we actually need more stimulus for the U.S. economy?
Well, I don't think we need more stimulus, but the administration in the U.S. thinks we do, and there will be another one coming centered on infrastructure and climate change, measures to address climate change. So the next package to come, which will again use what they call the budget reconciliation process, will probably be announced sometime in the next few months. Mm. It will take longer to go through Congress, probably take out to maybe September or October. But it could be another several trillion dollars worth. Tax cuts will be included, tax hikes rather, will be included in that package. But even when you exclude them, I think it's still going to be another quite big stimulus in the US. Mm. But it will be spread out over several years. It won't all occur this year, which is what the current one largely does. It will be spread out over time. The worry in all of this, of course, is that on the one hand, more spending means a stronger economy, a stronger US means stronger global growth, which is good for us here in Asia. The downside, of course, is that they risk doing too much, which could mean that inflation will rise a lot quicker, and therefore central banks will have to raise interest rates faster. And that's why markets have been sort of a bit schizophrenic lately. On the one hand, they've gone to record highs, but sometimes the gains have been constrained, and we've seen pullbacks. NASDAQ's had something like a 10% fall from its high to its recent low. It's all because of these worries that they could end up overstimulating the U.S., causing inflation and much higher bond yields.
Yeah, Shane, talking about the bond yields, we actually saw it coming down. Now it's at around 1.52%, coming off from the record 30-month high record we saw last week at 1.62%. 6%. So that's interesting. Is that a suggestion that we are seeing bond yields coming or settling down? And what's your take on where bond yields will be going from here? Because with more stimulus, you expect the prices to go down and in turn the yields to go up. What's your take on how high it could go this year?
That's right, and bonds can be quite confusing in that regard, but that's the key. When bond yields go up, the price goes down and you lose money on your bond. So the reality is that we've come into an economic recovery. It's normal for bond yields to rise when there's economic recovery because borrowing increases, savings declines, and people switch out of bonds as investors and go into other assets like shares and property and so on. So what we're seeing is quite normal. What worries the market is the speed of the increase. The low point a year ago, the 10-year bond yield in the US was 0.5%. As you say, it's now just above 1.5%, mm-hmm. So it's gone up quite a lot. I think there's a good chance that before bonds ultimately sell down, we could see 2% for the 10-year bond yield in the US, and that could come in the months ahead. So I think we did see a settling last night, but I think this uncertainty will linger for a while longer. Yes, I guess in the great scheme of things, we should allow that 2%, 1.5%. They're still pretty low levels of bond yields in the great scheme of things, and providing company profits continue to improve on the back of a stronger economy, then the share market should be able to ultimately continue along its bull market, which I think is what will happen.
Yeah, so earnings will be one to watch. Shane Oliver, he's the Head of Investment Strategy and Chief Economist at AMP Capital. Now, Shane, looking at the investment cycle, taking a step back, we are just nearly reaching a year where we saw the huge sell-off last year in March because of the pandemic. Where are we in terms of the investment cycle? We've had a bull run for nearly 12 months. Where does it go from here?
Well, I think the history of these things has been the first year is really strong. That's why it's dangerous to time these things, because you get out at the bottom and you think, I'm only going to get back in when everything is certain again. By the time you get back in, the market's up 50, 70%, which is sort of what's happened this time around. The second year of a bull market is often a lot slower. Historically, it's been in Australia and the US about 7 or 8% return in the second year, and you often get volatility because the first phase you go from a lot of uncertainty. Investors feel very nervous. They move from being very negative to being somewhat positive. So shares go from being very cheap to no longer being cheap, and that gives you that first phase recovery. The second phase of the recovery, which I think is what we're now moving into, is dependent on earnings picking up, and it can often be more volatile. Bond yields can start to rise. That can also contribute to volatility. So I think we're in a transition from the first phase of the rally, which is the valuation-driven phase, going from cheap to fair value. And we're now into the second phase, which is earnings-driven. We're a long way, I think, from the euphoria that is the final phase of a bull market that ultimately sets up the top. So I think the bull market in shares, whether it's Australia, Asia, or the US, has further to go. But just bear in mind, this phase we're now into is going to be more volatile and more constrained.
Yeah, more volatility to watch out for down the road. We've been chatting with Shane Oliver. He's the Head of Investment Strategy and Chief Economist at AMP Capital. Shane, thank you so much for your time, and we'll catch up again with you soon.
That'd be good, Brian. Have a great day too.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.